In progress.
Good morning, honorable members.
Morning, Chair.
I hope we all woke up on time. Can we officially, because it's 9 o'clock now, declare the meeting open and welcome you honorable members to your meeting. Honorable Minister, if he is available, or the leader of the delegation of the department, let me welcome you and indicate that we should be having a working meeting, because this one talks about fourth quarter performance. So we will be briefed by the department in terms of that. So let me welcome you. And any apologies, Secretary?
Everybody, this apology from the minister. She will be attending cabinet committee meeting. There is also an apology from Dean Bapela, that's attending the African Union Specialized Technical Committee on Public Service, Local Government and Urban Development in Cairo, Egypt. That's all the apologies we received, Chairperson, and we do have a quorum for the meeting. Thank you very much.
What you are leaving out is to indicate who is leading the delegation of the department.
Sorry, Chairperson, I do see the Deputy Minister Nkadi Meng on the platform. Thank you very much.
That's what I wanted. Welcome, DM, and the team, and assume the DGs as well. Let me welcome you. Briefly, in my opening remarks, I would like to help all of us to understand that I think government generally committed itself to deal with some of the issues that are afflicting our communities, especially on issues that relate to the delivery of services, and as well as dealing with all these challenges that relate to corruption specifically, because I think it's a challenge for all of us. I keep on saying, in fact, I did indicate my views on the issue of the use of the Portfolio Committee WhatsApp group. My understanding of it and how it should be used. But it doesn't mean that we don't see some of the things that get raised there. And when I say we, I mean all of us, starting with the executive in particular, and generally members of the a committee and administrators. So somehow we don't just look at those things and say because they need to be properly processed and pretend that we don't see them. So we are taking notes of those, but I'm saying those who have got responsibility to act on them, please do. And also the committee as well will have to find a way to process some of those issues and follow up on them. Otherwise, it might send a message. I'm not the chairperson who would respond to those things that get raised there. I indicated my stance on that, but it doesn't mean that we don't see them. And it also does not mean that there must be no action responding to them. And when I say no action, that starts with the executive as well as the committee itself. I just thought I should raise those because there are many dramatic things, you know, that we are seeing across the country when it comes to some of these issues I'm talking about. And those drama must not be left unattended. So I thought I should raise that, but let's come back and focus on what we are supposed to do today. The item is briefing on the fourth quarter performance by DCOG, by MESA, and DTA. I would immediately hand over to...
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Good morning, Chair. I just came in and immediately when you said good morning, and I'm saying good morning again, because I do not want to sound like I'm interjecting while you are running a meeting. So that decorum is observed. But Chair, our intention in raising those issues in the group is not to alarm the group, because some of the things are really, really dramatic. And we want to apologize maybe to those that are sensitive. But this is the reality of a violent state. This is a reality of neglecting the people. This is the reality in South Africa of a government and a government party that has done everything else not to break loose from colonialism, which perpetuates that those that are downtrodden, Chair, those that are deliberately neglected, Chair, are done so perpetually by a government that does not want to take into cognizance the chronic inequalities, the violence that is taking place against the workers of the municipalities, the violence that is taking place against the vulnerable people of the country, Blacks in particular. So when we do so, Chair, we do so to take the leadership in the committee to actually look at those things and address those issues, not to say that you must comment and in the process promise us action, while the officials themselves who are supposed to act cannot act on those issues. So we do so because on the ground, on the very ground where our people are residing, on the deplorable ground where the people are residing, which is a disparity between the white thing and where they reside. So we genuinely do that because we are on the ground and we receive these things from the ground. So
as
you are going to get all that. That we are getting from the ground, because we are genuinely there to receive.
Honorable Tseza, I think we have noted, that's why I am raising this issue, for us to note, and I'm saying for us to find a way to deal with some of these issues in terms of our work as a committee, but we are also taking this opportunity because we are meeting with the executive, but I was not raising it for discussion. Because if unless at some point we'll have to raise it as a point of discussion. But I was just indicating that we must not keep quiet when some of these things are happening. But I'll allow these few hands just to comment on this, and we proceed to what we are doing. Honorable Shengiwe Mkalipi.
Oh, thank you very
Please
much.
Please note my hand, Chair.
Yes, I've noted it.
Good morning, Chairperson. Greetings to colleagues. Chair, I just want to comment on your opening remarks in regards to issues that are raised on WhatsApp group. And the chair is correctly says that he does not respond on WhatsApp group. And then Thanks for this opportunity whereby you just mentioned in your opening remarks for noting. But the difficulties becomes when the chair does not give us direction as members on the committee. But I would like to propose a way forward, because when I was listening to you, Chair, you are saying that no, you are taking note of what is happening and there must be an action. So I will suggest that, because today we are dealing with the department and the department might not know what the members are raising on the portfolio committee, on the WhatsApp committee, because the WhatsApp committee is for only members. There is no department there, only our secretary, as far as I remember. And I don't know if there is any member of the executive in the WhatsApp as well. So I'll suggest, Chair, if you can arrange a meeting or for members of the portfolio committees, just to talk amongst members as the PC of COCTA, without the department, without the executive, and then find one another in terms of the program. And I note the program that was just posted by our secretary of the committee after we have sent some of the things that are happening on the ground, as Honorable Cesar is putting. Maybe, Chairperson, is because we are also get pressured by members of the public and members of the councils and all other stakeholders on what is happening on the ground. But this platform now, I don't think, and you are correct to say that it's for noting. We must get to the business of the day, and the chair, I will appeal to you to have another meeting whereby all of us as members will have a chance to talk and also chat a way forward on how to deal with these issues. That is my proposal, Chair. Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Simango.
Thank you very much, Chair. Two things that I want to raise is that, one, while it is correct for members to raise concerns around the things that are raised or that are sent into the WhatsApp group, but I want to request that members must not raise political statements that will agitate us, because at the end of the day, we'll have to then respond. Reality is, we are all in the same corner when it comes to the wrong things that get to be sent into this WhatsApp group. But at the same time, colleagues from EFF must not behave like as if they are the only party that is on the ground, the only party. We need to find to
but
do.
You must also not behave like you are the only. You are a
see now. When you are attacking us, we have to respond. You know, Msimango, when we are attacking the EFF, we need to respond. We are not going to allow you to fight us here. We are members here. We are representing people on the ground, and I have come with a way forward. And then now you come and attack the EFF. We are not going to allow you.
We are not going to attack EFF. Nonsensical. Nonsense is also nonsensical. What you are saying is nonsense. You are failing people of South Africa. Because you are failing now. You are failing now yourself. Which ground are you on?
All you are concerned about, when I'm Simango, is the spoilt, is the green lights. You want to be promoted and be promoted by reactionary remarks.
I have not allowed Honorable Mkalipi and Honorable Cesar to speak. I allowed Honorable Msema. And I would imagine that we should be tolerant of, we're just making comments.
Chair, you must protect us. The minute that Msimango is saying that EFF does not have a monopoly,
so, Chair, then he's prompting
yeah, you must stop him there. Otherwise,
you must stop him there, Chair. Because we've never said anything about oil.
But in any case,
we have never said anything about the AIDS in our comment.
Because we are not here because of your ticket.
No, we are united.
We are not going to be told by you.
You are the only one that does that.
Honorable Cesar and Honorable Mkalipi, I allow you to speak.
Yes, sir.
I allowed all of you to speak, but this time it was Honorable Msima. And I understand, you know, when it is correct, we are public representatives. We come from different constituencies. But like I'm saying, and I think I agree with the proposal that says this was just comments by the chairperson. And we said we have noted it, there will be action, clear proposal to say how should we take that forward. And I think we have agreed with that. But I wanted to allow Honorable Msima to speak as I allowed Honorable Mkalipi as well as Honorable Tsa to speak. I didn't get into your comments and whatever that you said. So let's agree now. We move forward. Those were just opening remarks. Let's get to the business of the day. The business of the day is briefing on the fourth quarter performance by DCOC, MISA, and DTA. Can I now hand over to the DM? DM, I think you have noted some of the issues that we are talking about. I was not sure about who is in that group. But some of the things that come out from that, they need to be managed. And that's the position. And I assumed that there might be access by the department on some of the things, because the reports that we receive from the department, they are supposed to be flighted there. But the comments that come out of that group, I'm saying let's find a way now to deal with them, because they are talking about the people that we represent. But I'm handing over to you, DM. Not necessarily this problem that I've just raised, but specifically on what we are supposed to deal with. Over to you, DM.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to honorable members as well. I'm with the both Director Generals, DCOC and MISA, represented by DG Ivory Williamson, and the Department of Traditional Affairs, also led by DG Dipove. Honorable Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity the Portfolio Committee has afforded us to come to bring forth the fourth quarter report. But possibly before I make the highlights on the report itself, will be to mention myself, I'm not certain with the minister, am not in the group. So I do not necessarily directly have insight of what honorable members are raising with regards to issues. But my experience is that most of the time, the issues we pick up as a department, either from the media or from social media, or even what gets to be raised directly either to provinces or to contact national, it does arrive to our tables and we dispatch teams variously. I mean, for example, the issue of stiff trade at the municipality, nobody raised it anyway with the department, but we picked it up on social media and we swiftly acted, deployed the team. Even up to yesterday, it was still there, trying to intervene and mediate between the employees and the employer so that the situation is normalized. We saw on social media the issue of a Buffalo City manager. We acted as well. I'm just citing two of the examples. We do not necessarily wait for a written letter. When we pick up urgent things that need to be dealt with, as a department, we will act swiftly. The minister will sanction those teams immediately and they go into the ground and come back with what needs to be assisting the situation. But we'll leave it up there, Chair, noting what the Honorable Mkalipi has said, that possibly there will be a day where the committee will appraise the department on the issues that they've been raising in the group, a WhatsApp group, and then we will be able to prepare ourselves to bring responses into that. Thank you for that opportunity, Chair. Now I will hand over to both the COG under the leadership of the DG to start taking us through on the fourth quarter report, which overall, Chair, shows the concerns of how we are adequately ensuring that local government in general is everybody's business, but also we respond into how we're trying to assist the department to build the capable and a developmental state. I'm informed from the reports that it will actually be Mema Bidilala who will end, who will deliver the report and the financial sustainability of local government. So to this end, our undertakings on local government, Chair, are informed by what we need to do as the COG lead in governance, institutional development, and of most importantly, citizens' engagement and the coordination, collaboration of service delivery in the sector of local government at large. And maybe my parting shot on the introduction, DG, Chair, will be we need to collaborate. If we're bringing everybody into the business of what we're trying to achieve, we need cohesiveness ourselves in terms of approach, in terms of understanding, and yes, the committee holding us accountable in what we're supposed to do. With your permission, Chair, would you allow me then to request that DCOG commence with their presentation for tomorrow? Thank you very much. I'm sorry for today.
Thank you.
For tomorrow. Well, yeah, DM.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson, and I also want to greet all the Honourable members, and I also recognise our Deputy Minister, and I also greet all my colleagues and the officials. With your permission, Chair, I would like to put my camera off just so that I can have increased bandwidth. I'm just concerned about the stability of my network. Chair, we are actually here. Thank you. Chair, we are actually here to provide the Portfolio Committee with an update on our quarter four performance for the department. If I could ask that we move to the next slide. And this is the overview of our report. The focus or emphasis will be on the annual performance report for the quarter as part A, and then the DCOG annual financial performance for the quarter as part B. We were also requested, Chair, to provide a report on the extent and the cost of the private security employed and the procurement that has been undertaken in the department over the last 5 years. If we could move to the next slide. I've already covered this one, so if you could go to the next one. So Chair, this and members, this provides us with a summary of the performance for the quarter. So the overall performance is for the quarter is 79%. We had 34 targets that we had to achieve, and of those 34, we achieved 27. And 7 were not achieved. And this shows a slight increase from the previous quarterly performance. And if you look at it from quarter 1 to quarter 4, you can see the improvement. If we could go to the next slide. Excuse me. So the targets that we achieved, go to the next slide. Within program 1, you can see that there were 7 targets, and all of these have been achieved. And they relate to starting off with the qualified audit opinion, and then moving on to the what we call our corporate service improvement plan. It also looks to the financial service improvement plan that we had set out for the year, and also the internal audit plan. And for the period under review, there was also a number of investigations that were commissioned, arising of a request from external parties and covering the elements of misconduct, fraud, and corruption allegations. So we are also have also achieved this. If we move to the next slide, it talks to the local government support and interventions management. Here we had to develop the DDM implementation framework. We needed to ensure that it incorporated the gender responsive targets and indicators. We also had to look at